Hello and welcome to today's episode of Innovations in Education, where we explore groundbreaking approaches that are transforming the way we learn and teach. I'm your host, and I'm thrilled to have you join me as we dive into a fascinating topic that's reshaping management education. Today, we're exploring the GO-RI system, a game-oriented, rationalized, integrated, self-motivating educational system. Developed by Dr. S.K. Srivastav, this innovative approach addresses the complexities of teaching management, a field that uniquely blends theoretical knowledge with practical application. Management isn't just about memorizing theories. It's about understanding dynamic principles that evolve with time and circumstance. Traditional teaching methods often fall short in capturing this fluidity, and that's where GO-RI steps in. Let's start by considering the challenges inherent in management education. Unlike subjects such as mathematics or the hard sciences, where principles are more static and universal, management theories are influenced by cultural shifts, technological advancements, and economic changes. Peter Drucker, often hailed as the father of modern management, once said, "The greatest danger in times of turbulence is not the turbulence. It is to act with yesterday's logic." I feel like this quote encapsulates the necessity for an educational approach that prepares students to think critically and adaptively. Traditional lecture-based teaching, while effective in conveying information, often positions students as passive recipients. This can lead to a focus on rote learning and exam preparation rather than true understanding and the ability to apply concepts in real-world scenarios. The GO-RI system challenges this norm by fostering an environment where students are active participants in their learning journey. At its core, GO-RI is about integrating various pedagogical methods to create a holistic and engaging educational experience. It draws from catechism techniques, encouraging a question and answer format that stimulates critical thinking. Seminars and individual tasks promote self-directed learning and personal accountability. The inclusion of the case method allows students to analyze real business situations, developing problem-solving skills that are crucial in management roles. One of the most intriguing aspects of GO-RI is its use of role-playing and psychodrama. By simulating business environments and scenarios, students can step into the shoes of managers and leaders, experiencing firsthand the challenges and pressures of the role. This experiential learning aligns with the ideas of educational theorist John Dewey, who advocated for learning through experience. Dewey famously stated, "Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself." By embodying roles and navigating simulated challenges, students live the experience of management within the safety of the classroom. Business simulations further enhance this immersive learning. They provide a dynamic platform where theoretical knowledge meets practical application. Students can test strategies, witness the consequences of decisions, and adapt their approaches in real time. This mirrors the unpredictable nature of the business world, where outcomes are often uncertain and adaptability is key. Another critical component of GO-RI is the focus on student motivation and engagement. The system begins by stimulating curiosity through preliminary questions. This technique is reminiscent of the Socratic method, where dialogue and inquiry lead to deeper understanding. By prompting students to think critically about the subject matter from the outset, they become invested in finding answers and engaging with the content on a deeper level. Retention exercises and comprehension questions ensure that students are not just passively consuming information, but actively processing and internalizing it. This approach aligns with the constructivist theory of education, which suggests that learners construct knowledge through experiences and reflections. Lev Vygotsky, a prominent psychologist, emphasized the social aspects of learning, right? Asserting that learning is a social process. GO-RI embodies this by promoting interaction, discussion, and collaboration among students. The system also addresses a common issue in education, the disconnect between theoretical knowledge and practical application. Dr. Srivastav refers to this as the need for a marriage between theory and practice. By incorporating case studies and practical exercises, GO-RI bridges this gap. Students not only learn concepts, but also see how they apply in real-world contexts. This prepares them for the complexities of the business environment. where textbook solutions are seldom sufficient. Feedback from the implementation of GORIS at the Management Tech Development Institute in Bhopal, India, has been overwhelmingly positive. Students report higher levels of engagement and a deeper understanding of management principles. They feel more prepared to tackle real business challenges, which is, after all, the ultimate goal of education in this field. The success of GORIS echoes global trends in education that emphasize active learning. Harvard University's Eric Mazur, a physicist and educator, has been a strong proponent of peer instruction and interactive learning. He argues that the traditional approach to teaching reduces education to a transfer of information rather than an exploration of understanding. GORIS aligns with this philosophy by transforming students from passive recipients to active explorers. Moreover, the GORIS system's adaptability makes it suitable for various subjects within management education. For instance, when teaching marketing, GORIS can incorporate simulations where students design and execute marketing campaigns, analyze consumer behavior through role play, and engage in case studies of successful and failed marketing strategies. This hands-on approach not only solidifies their understanding, but also develops critical thinking and creativity. In the broader context of educational innovation, GORIS contributes to the shift towards learner-centered education. This paradigm shift emphasizes the importance of tailoring education to meet the needs of the learner, recognizing that each student brings unique experiences and perspectives to the classroom. By incorporating diverse teaching methods and focusing on engagement, GORIS acknowledges and leverages this diversity. The push for more interactive and practical education is also reflected in initiatives like problem-based learning, PBL. Where students learn by solving complex, real-world problems. Studies have shown that PBL can enhance critical thinking skills and retention of knowledge. GORIS shares these objectives, further validating its effectiveness. It's important to note that while GORIS represents a significant advancement, its success relies on the commitment of educators to embrace new methods. Changing long-standing educational practices can be challenging. However, as Albert Einstein wisely observed, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. To prepare students for the ever-evolving business landscape, educators must be willing to innovate. In implementing GORIS, educators become facilitators and guides rather than mere transmitters of knowledge. This shift requires a change in mindset, but offers the reward of seeing students truly engage with and understand the material. It's a partnership between teacher and student, with both playing active roles in the educational process. The potential of GORIS extends beyond management education. Its principles can be applied to other fields that benefit from a blend of theoretical knowledge and practical skills. For example, in medical education, simulation and role play are already integral components of training. Similarly, in engineering, project-based learning bridges classroom concepts with real-world applications. As we reflect on the GORIS system, it's evident that its value lies in its holistic approach. By integrating multiple pedagogical strategies, it caters to varied learning styles and preferences. This inclusivity enhances the learning experience for all students, not just those who thrive under traditional methods. In conclusion, the GORIS system represents a significant step forward in management education. By addressing the limitations of traditional teaching methods and emphasizing active, experiential learning, it prepares students to navigate the complexities of the modern business world. Dr. Skoll Srivastava's work offers a blueprint for educators seeking to inspire and equip the next generation of managers and leaders. For those interested in exploring this topic further, I encourage you to read Dr. Srivastava's paper on GORIS and consider how its principles might be applied in your own educational or professional context. Education is, after all, an ever-evolving journey, and embracing innovative approaches is key to staying ahead. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the GORIS system. I hope it has sparked your curiosity and perhaps inspired new ideas about how we can transform education for the better. Until next time, keep learning, stay curious, and let's continue to explore the possibilities of innovative education together.